Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 45 tonight, 69 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 72.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Looks like the corn and soybean conditions have stabilized. Gary Crawford with more.
It looks like the bleeding has finally stopped as far as the condition ratings for corn and soybeans. In fact, after weeks of declines, this week...
No changes in any of the corn or soybean categories.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, he says for corn...
We're steady this week. 52% good to excellent, 21% very poor to poor.
That's nationally, but things are not so good in some of the western Corn Belt states.
Nebraska, 36% of the corn, very poor to poor. South Dakota, 30%. Missouri, 25%.
Similar overall story for beans.
55% good to excellent, same as a week ago.
Again, it's those western soybean areas with the poorer ratings.
Kansas jumps out, 43%, very poor to poor. Nebraska, 33%.
And as far as harvesting goes, Rippey reports 12% of the nation's corn crops in the bin, 8% of the soybeans. Gary Crawford reporting.
And Brad Rippey has a look at the winter wheat condition progress.
The number on September 25th is 31% planted, five-year average 30%, last year 32%. Among the 18 reporting states, only Missouri has not yet planted an acre of winter wheat. On the high end of the range, we see a handful of states, including Montana, South Dakota, and Washington State, passing the halfway mark during the week and leading the nation in planting progress. Montana, 58% planted. Five-year average is just 27%. And we do have some moisture or lack of moisture concerns in the Great Plains and the Northwest. We'll be keeping a close eye on this crop as it begins to germinate and become established. Wheat emergence, 9% on September 25th. That's ahead of the five-year average of 6%, also ahead of last year's 8%. So it's been warm and dry, and the warmth is good for emergence, but we're going to need moisture soon.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A truck driver in Russell County has sustained serious injuries after his Mack truck flipped several times along a Kansas highway. The Kansas Highway Patrol crash log indicates that just after 1 p.m. yesterday, emergency crews were called to the area of U.S. Highway 281, about 3 miles north of Russell. When officials arrived, they reported they found a 2019 Mack truck driven by Shiloh J. Tomlinson, 49 of La Crosse, was headed north on the highway when the tire of the truck dropped off into the east ditch. Tomlinson overcorrected and traveled across the highway into the west ditch. Tomlinson was rushed to Salina Regional Medical Center with suspected serious injuries. He was wearing a seatbelt. Kansas Commissioner of Education Dr. Randy Watson announced Newton High School interrelated special education English teacher Brian Skinner was awarded the 2023 Kansas Teacher of the Year. Skinner is now a candidate for the National Teacher of the Year. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers. You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build-your-own RVs. Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Law enforcement authorities in USD 305 Salina are investigating an alleged school threat written on a bathroom wall at Salina South High School. The threat has prompted an increase in police presence today. There was a report of graffiti in the girls' restroom stall that included the statements, quote, school shooting tomorrow, 8:30 a.m., and get ready, bring your guns to school, and let the fun begin, end quote. The district has been working with the Salina Police Department on this matter. Unfortunately, they have not been able to identify the individual or individuals who were responsible for these statements. The Topeka Police Department said that Justin Ryan Russell, 41, was arrested on Sunday after a shooting in southwest Topeka on Tuesday, September 20th. Around 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday, officers were called to 3206 Southwest Arrowhead Road with reports of a resident having been shot at. Officers were able to find Russell Sunday, arrested him, and booked him into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Hastings man will be sentenced for manslaughter in connection with a traffic accident that killed two teenagers last December. As part of a plea deal, 33-year-old Anthony Pinkle on Monday pleaded no contest to two counts of felony manslaughter. He also pleaded no contest to two counts of misdemeanor third-degree assault and one count of DUI. 19-year-old Danny Gregg is behind bars in Hall County after assaulting a Grand Island police officer on Saturday. It started after officers responded to a two-car accident on Atlanta Street Saturday evening. When they arrived, they found Gregg, who was showing signs of impairment. When they attempted to give a breathalyzer test, Gregg resisted and kicked one of the officers in the chest, damaging equipment. When Gregg was finally subdued and put in the patrol car, he then kicked the door and roof, causing damage to the vehicle. Gregg was arrested for assaulting a peace officer, driving under the influence, resisting arrest, among other charges. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
If you were too busy celebrating this past weekend and missed Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event, don't worry. You can still put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. We've extended our Labor Day sales event for one more week. Let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP, and you get the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our extended Labor Day sales event now through September 12th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, all Ford rebates and dealer. Exclusive Raptor, Bronco, GT500, 0.98% APR available on select new and certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest reduced from the date of purchase. All offers with approved credit expire September 12th, 2022.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last meeting opened and approved a bid for demolition of the health department building in Marysville, damaged by the June tornado, as well as two adjacent buildings at that location east of the health department that had been recently purchased by the county. The only bid for demolition of those structures in the 600 block of Broadway was $69,700, submitted by Inline Construction of Marysville. They'll include fill to be compacted where a new structure can be built. Foundation walls adjacent to the sidewalks will be removed to below grade. They estimate the start to demolition approximately 2 weeks after being awarded the job. Completion from start to finish should take around 10 working days. Demolition, though, will likely not be able to be started until after the real estate close October 31st. Commissioners will move forward setting up a meeting with local banks to present and discuss options for a lease purchase agreement for construction of a new law enforcement center and jail complex. A bid from Husker Steel and Norfolk Construction to construct a bridge in Elm Creek Township was approved unanimously in the amount of $137,000, but could be higher depending on how much drilling needs to be done. Marshall County Friday hosted the Northeast Kansas officials meeting with some 70 county officials from 17 Northeast Kansas counties in attendance. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. The health nurse reported that flu clinics are being planned and the new COVID booster is available. Ron Newts resigned from the hospital board, and Jimmy Finlayson will be retiring from Washington County Public Works October 1st. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting was mostly routine business last week. Pottawatomie County Economic Development is seeking feedback and input regarding rural minority enterprise development. Those wishing to reply should contact Jack Alston with GreaterManhattan.org. Washington County's homecoming queen and king crowned Friday were Emma Hoover and Trenton Zinger. Tigers fell to Clifton Clyde 22-6. Axtell homecoming queen was Allison Bussing and king Evan Bussing, crowned Friday as the Eagles stay undefeated, winning 56-0 over Lynn. Centralia homecoming queen was Jaden Wells and king Trenton Talley, crowned Friday as the Panthers took Troy 20-19. Diller O'Dell football homecoming queen was Carly Heideman and king Jason Arnold. The Griffins beat HTRS 48-44 Friday afternoon. Baileyville native Steve Broxterman was inducted Saturday at Fort Hays State University into the Tiger Sports Hall of Fame. A high school standout at B&B, he was the 1988 NAIA Indoor National Champion with a high jump of 7'1", which is tied yet today for the all-time record. Steve Broxterman went on to Highland and transferred to Fort Hays State and today lives in Hoyt, Kansas. Deborah S. Jordan Harris, age 57, of Herkimer, passed away Saturday at her home. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m., at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church north of Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Debbie Jordan Harris. James Jim A. McCartney, age 83, of Odell, passed away Friday. Memorial service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Private family interment in the Lanham Cemetery. Registration book available Wednesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Jim McCartney. Bill R. Woolard, age 90, formerly of Haddam in the Washington area, passed away September 11th. A graveside service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery with the ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Bill Woolard. Janice F. Pishney Schwartz, age 86, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away August 7th. A celebration of life service is planned Thursday in Lawrence between 4 and 6 p.m. at the Artera Gallery. Graveside interment service Friday at 1 at the Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids. And Doris Fifley Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Janice Schwartz. Richard Rick Johnson, age 89, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 11 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Rick Johnson.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit warmer today before temperatures cool down throughout Wednesday, and conditions will continue to stay dry and sunny. For today's forecast, sunshine throughout the state with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 90s. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. Cooling down as we head into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 80s. And staying a bit cooler throughout Wednesday night as well, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Temperatures will start to warm up as we head into Thursday and stay warmer throughout the weekend. On Thursday, we can expect more sunshine with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 90s. South winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 20. Staying a bit more mild over Thursday night as well, mostly clear skies with our lows in the upper 40s and upper 50s. And still staying sunny as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 90s. And more sunshine on Saturday. And continue to stay dry and sunny. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 73rd high on this date 97. The average low 53 and the record low 31. Sunset this evening 7:17, sunrise in the morning at 7:19.
After modern medicine, can you name the world's second most turned to health practice? It turns 127 years old this month. Details on the way from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Do you have photos on your phone or camera that you'd love to display, or pictures from vacations that would make beautiful artwork or gifts, but no time to print and frame them? With canvasprints.com, you can quickly and easily turn your photos into beautiful prints, perfect for every room of your home or office, and everyone on your gift list. At canvasprints.com, you get artist-quality custom canvas prints and gifts at an exceptional value, along with outstanding customer service, quick shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. And it's easy to create your perfect print. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Go to canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, metal prints, wall displays, blankets, pillows, mugs, and much more. That's canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 27th, the 270th day of the year. American Revolutionary Samuel Adams was born on this day, and 70s teen idol Sean Cassidy celebrates his 64th birthday. The first recorded chiropractic adjustment was given 127 years ago this month. Dr. Daniel Palmer of Davenport, Iowa, had struck up a friendship with a janitor in his building who had suffered hearing loss after straining his back. An examination found a spinal vertebrae out of position. Remarkably, pushing the vertebrae back into place restored the man's hearing. Palmer's initial excitement over finding a cure for deafness was not borne out, but he had become the father of modern chiropractic and the theory of better health through spinal adjustment. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Jerome Tang and his staff at Kansas State University keep adding to their 2023 basketball recruiting class. Three-star forward McCaleb Rich from East St. Louis, Illinois, announced on his Twitter page his commitment to K-State. Rich had other offers from schools including Mizzou, Ole Miss, Indiana State, Buffalo, and more. According to 24/7 Sports, Rich is the third-best player in the state of Illinois. Jalen Daniels' scorching hot start to the season is keeping his name in the national spotlight. For the third straight week, Daniels was named an All-State Sugar Bowl Manning Award Star of the Week and added to the Davey O'Brien Great Eight list. The Manning Award Star of the Week honor marks Daniels' fourth career time receiving the award after being named a Manning Award Star of the Week last week. The Jayhawks are back home Saturday for homecoming against Iowa State. Kickoff is slated for 2:30. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Northern Oklahoma's new wheat-winning variety is Baker's Ann. Developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, Baker's Ann honors OSU's First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield and test weight potential and is preferred by Miller. Now one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, it provides good protection against stripe rust, leaf rust, and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another OSU's grazing grain and golden grain varieties and has been verified by the Wheat.
tuned for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6, our Coach's Corner roundup at 6:30, ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football, live on KNDY.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Be prepared to protect annual flowers and vegetables as temperatures drop throughout the fall and winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plants vary in their ability to tolerate frost. Tender plants such as tomatoes, peppers, coleus, and impatiens will not tolerate freezing temperatures. They'll be the first plants to suffer frost damage. So be prepared to cover these plants even when a light frost is predicted. Cool season vegetables like broccoli, collards, and Brussels sprouts, as well as half-hardy and hardy annuals like ornamental kale, alyssum, and pansies can tolerate a hard frost when temperatures drop to as low as 28 degrees. Monitor the various gardens throughout your yard. Plants growing in open or low spots in the landscape are more susceptible to frost damage. Those planted near the house or under trees may be spared from some early frost. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
We've all heard of the Titanic, and many of us know the name Carpathia, a nearby ship that helped rescue some of the ocean liner's survivors. Today's story is about one of those passengers on that second ship and the unlikely career launched in the middle of a tragedy. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The year was 1912, and a woman from Louisiana, Missouri was about to be thrust onto the world stage.
May Burkhead was a seamstress in Louisiana. She was a family friend of Champ Clark, who was running for president that year. And Champ was the Speaker of the House of Representatives from Bowling Green.
Reporters were on the campaign trail with Champ Clark, and that's when a chance meeting took place.
He was doing his campaign tour, and a reporter from New York met May Burkhead and remembered her saying that she was going to take a trip with her aunt to Europe on Carpathia.
Bill Engel says fast forward to April of 1912, and Titanic sank after hitting an iceberg. The Carpathia was the ship who rescued most of the Titanic survivors. When news broke of the tragedy, the New York reporter remembered 30-year-old May Burkhead was on that ship.
the reporter wired out to Carpathia and said, hey, can you get me some stories, get me some pictures, get me anything. When you get back to New York, we'll transcribe everything. And she did. She became a reporter.
Her stories were well read in newspapers across the nation. She seemed to be able to empathize with those who had suffered such great loss, and they in turn opened their hearts to allow her to share their stories with the public.
The other newspapers were beside themselves because they didn't have anybody on Carpathia or anybody else who had firsthand accounts. She became a star, and after that, she kept on reporting. She worked for the Chicago Tribune. She worked in Europe. She was a celebrity.
Mae Burkhead excelled at a job that happened quite by tragic happenstance aboard the Carpathia. She died in 1941 and is buried here in her hometown. Traveling the countryside in Louisiana, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
If you've noticed silky webbing encasing your tree branches, the fall webworms have set up housekeeping. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Their presence is more unsightly than it is serious as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Some of the trees in my area have big, silky nests on the ends of the branches with wiggling caterpillars inside them. They're fall webworms, and while they might gross you out, they're not harmful to the tree. The webworms feed on dozens of tree species, but one of their favorites is the black walnut. Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says the female moth lays her eggs on the undersides of the leaves. When the larvae hatch, they eat the foliage around them.
They encase that foliage in that webbing. And once they devour all the foliage within that webbing, they just simply expand the webbing and incorporate more foliage. So that tent structure gets bigger and bigger and might reach anywhere from 2 to 3 feet long by the time it's all done. And those caterpillars are always within the tent.
The sight of this can be absolutely ghastly, but Holscher says unless the tree is very small or it's suffering from some other stress factors, the webworms and their tents will not kill the tree. If it still alarms you, there are a couple of things you can do. One is to simply prune out the webbing when you first see it. The other option is to spray it with a pesticide. But Holscher says there's a couple of issues with that.
Number one, you would have to make sure you have a fairly high pressure because the spray material would have to penetrate through that webbing to get to where those caterpillars are. Number two, while it may kill the caterpillars in there if you get sufficient penetration, it doesn't remove that tent. I mean, it's still going to be there and it's still going to look unsightly. So if that's a concern, you just don't like how it looks, you're better off to just figure out how you can get up there and prune that out.
Holscher says the webbing will go away on its own over time. Falling leaves and weather will eventually tear it up. Learn more about fall webworms in your trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The other day, I was helping my son with a Lego set, and after a while, I had to recruit my husband to help. Needless to say, my son finished much quicker without my help. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, putting together a financial strategy can feel like putting together a difficult Lego set. There are so many different components between ensuring you have enough for your immediate needs and planning for your future. If you're unsure how to put together a strategy for your money, you may want to consider working with a financial professional. A financial professional can help you take into consideration your daily needs, as well as your short-term and your long-term goals in life. Additionally, they can help you incorporate an element of generosity into your strategy so that giving doesn't become an afterthought. So consider taking the leap today and connect with a financial professional. Doing this may help you achieve financial clarity, enabling you to live with more purpose and gratitude.
An additional benefit to no-till farming, higher farmland values. Details ahead on Farm to Fork.
Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Research out of North Carolina State University suggests that no-till farming actually raises farmland values. NC State professor and extension specialist Rod Rejesus.
Most benefits that people sort of talk about when thinking about no-till is the reduction in sort of, you know, machinery use, input costs, fuel, those kinds of things, plus perhaps the soil erosion and nutrient runoff benefits.
Rejesus says the study looked at data from 12 Midwestern states and determined that a 1% increase in no-till farming boosted land values by nearly $8 an acre. In Iowa alone, the increase was almost $15 an acre. That may not sound like much when you consider that prime Midwestern farmland is selling for many thousands of dollars per acre, but, says Rejesus, it's certainly not a bad thing.
For those conventional tillers that are sort of at the margin, maybe they haven't considered in their economic decision-making this land value benefit. And this perhaps land value benefit may push them over the edge, so to speak, and say, okay, now it makes sense. Perhaps it may be worth my while with this additional land value benefit to go ahead and shift from conventional to no-till.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Pearl Real Estate will be selling 151 acres of Marshall County farm ground with wind tower income Saturday, October 15th at 10 a.m., auction held at the Landall Lane Conference Center in Marysville. Land located east of Beatty, offering 140 acres of terraced crop ground with bonus income from wind tower and electrical line payments. Go to pearlrealestate.org to view easement agreement. Sale for the Sweeney Family Trust will be October 15th, 10 a.m. for 151 acres of crop-rich Marshall County farm ground with wind tower income. Auction conducted by Pearl Real Estate, St. Mary's, Mike Pearl Broker, Dennis Recheck, Auctioneer.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It's Tuesday, September the 27th. Colby Community College will host a groundbreaking ceremony at 10 o'clock on Friday, October the 21st, to begin construction on a new ag building adjacent to the Stanley Carr Ag Center. The need for the 12,400-square-foot facility stems from limited space to accommodate increasing enrollment in the current area. The new building includes the main level on a basement with six classrooms, the largest of which seats 53 students. Offices for 16 ag employees and a 28-person meeting room are also planned. Over the last couple of years, CCC has provided expanding ag-related offerings and opportunities that serve the region through developmental additional certificates and tracks, according to Jennifer Schoenfeld, Director of Institutional Advancement.
We have a variety of technical programs and also two-year associate degree options. And so we offer, in terms of the technical programs, we've got veterinary nursing, which has exploded in recent years because we've got the on-campus plus online option for students. And then also beef production and equine science. And then our traditional programs like animal science, ag business, and ag econ. And so, yeah, lots of opportunities and lots of growth. And the community has definitely been a strong supporter of our ag programs. And it's exciting to...
To date, the college has secured grants and donations totaling about $2.4 million of the $3.5 million necessary for the project. And that's a look at your ag news on this Tuesday, September the 27th, for the Mid-America Ag Network. I am Jeff Aiken. Have yourself a terrific Tuesday.
If you were too busy celebrating this past weekend and missed Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event, don't worry. You can still put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. We've extended our Labor Day sales event for one more week. Let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP, and you get the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our extended Labor Day sales event now through September 12th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees. All Ford rebates and dealer. Exclusive Raptor Bronco GT500. 0.98% APR available on select newly certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest reduced from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit expires.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new executive order from President Biden calls on departments and agencies to take steps to increase the use of bio-based products and identify barriers to ag biotechnology. Among other things, the order gives USDA, FDA, and EPA 180 days to identify areas of ambiguity, gaps, or uncertainties in the federal regulatory system for biotech. The order says the complexity of the system can be confusing and create challenges for businesses to navigate, and within 280 days, the agencies are required to submit a plan for implementing reforms, including identifying regulations and guidance documents that need to be updated, streamlined, or clarified. Separately, the order requires USDA to write a report on ways to use biotechnology and biomanufacturing for food and agriculture innovation. That includes for improving land conservation, increasing crop yields, and protecting against plant and animal pests and diseases. The order also seeks to increase the government's use of bio-based products by requiring agencies to train staff on purchasing those goods. A bulk of the money has been distributed under the Emergency Relief Program. That leaves USDA employees with the job of sorting through some of the more complicated applications that are yet to come. Speaking to the Farmers Union yesterday in D.C., Secretary Vilsack said pre-filing ERP applications with crop insurance and data for producers who suffered natural disaster losses in 21 and 22 ended up saving about 1 million hours of staff time and 1 million hours of farmer time. That allows us to get the payments out in record time, he said. So far, $7 billion of the program's $10 billion has been distributed. Now the department is faced with more daunting task of doling out relief producers who were not covered already. He said specifically those that participated in stacks. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Providing a food plot for wildlife will help them through the winter. You don't have to plant anything special. Make the most of what's already there on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Wildlife get through the fall and winter with a food plot. You can plant specific forages and vegetation for them, or you can make use of what's already there on the farm at no or little cost. Adam Jenke is an extension wildlife specialist at Iowa State University. He says weedy areas along the edges of fields, wetlands, or idled areas in the barn lot provide many habitat benefits. There are plenty of opportunities in the pasture or crop fields as well.
What comes to mind would be simple things like leaving a few rows of corn or beans along adjacent cover like fence rows or woodlot edges. They can make for a really important food source for wildlife during the winter. And other things like cover crops could also be good wildlife forage.
There is no hard and fast rule as to how much to provide because every farm is different. He says the wildlife will tell you how much they need.
If you left a few rows of corn, say, for pheasants or deer or turkeys or a bunch of things that would use them, you could go back out in the spring and see how much is left, and the wildlife will tell you how much they needed, essentially. And if you find that maybe you left too much one year and there was still some corn left on the ear, then maybe next year you leave a little bit less, or maybe you'll find that all the corn got eaten, and in the future you could think about leaving a little more.
It's best to have food sources close to where wildlife hunker down, such as forests, windbreaks, and shelter belts. Winter cover is much more effective with a food source nearby. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about food plots for wildlife at agriculture.com.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Grains market looks like this right now. Corn for December up 2¾ at 669. Corn for March at 674. That's up 3¼ currently. Kansas City wheat for December up 20½ at 950. Kansas City wheat for March at 947. That's up 21. Oats for December at 379¼. That's up 3/4. March oats currently at 380. That's down 3½. When we take a look at soybeans, here's what we're looking at for this Tuesday. November soybeans up 6½ at 14.17¾. Soybeans for January at up 6¾ at 14.23. When we take a look at cotton, here's what we're looking at right now. 33 cents down right now. Cotton is for December at 88.04. Cotton for March at 85.55. That's down 39 cents. Looking at the cattle market, live cattle for October up 37½ cents at 143.85. Live cattle for December down 7½ cents at 147.30. Feeder cattle for September down 92½ cents at 175.95. Feeder cattle for October down 40 cents at 176.67½ cents. Taking a look at oil right now, crude oil for November up $1.50 at $78.20 a barrel. When we look at gold, gold for October sitting at $1,627.20. That's up $3.60. September silver up 11 cents at 18.52 and a half. Stock market right now, Wall Street not doing so hot. Dow Jones down 239, trading at 29,021 shares. S&P down 24, trading at 3,630 shares. NASDAQ trading at 10,763 shares, down 39.
Hey, Dad, did you forget my first football practice is today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid, and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead. Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad!
Before we go, what do we tell the team parents?
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
With the hardships of drought hitting Kansas agriculture in full swing, applying for assistance programs can offer relief to cattle producers. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State Extension Ag Policy Specialist Jenny Ift and K-State Extension Farm Economist Robin Reed outlined three drought assistance programs for cattle producers.
Pasture rangeland and forage, it's a rainfall or precipitation insurance that producers can purchase from an insurance agent. The deadline's November 30th, so there's a lot of policy options. So I looked at hypothetical policies where producers are spreading their coverage throughout the year, both for hay and grazing. And how it turned out, in 2021, there would have been large payments in Finney County. So if you had enrolled hay at 90% coverage level, spread out across your per acre payouts, and $24.
Robin Reed goes on to explain the FSA's Livestock Forage Disaster Program.
And this is a disaster program. You didn't have to enroll in it at any point in time that your county qualified. You can go into your Farm Service Agency office and sign up for these payments. How these work, the drought monitor status being a D1, a D2, 3, 4, or 5, that is the number of months payment that is tied to this program. So, for example, talking in Finney County, that is qualifying for 5 months of payment. So it's been at a D4 exceptional drought status for 4 weeks. How the payment is calculated is $47.29 per beef animal times the 60% payment factor, and then that would be multiplied by the number of months. And another thing is you have to be under the stocking rates that are set by the Farm Service Agency for each county. So if you're stocking more, like in Labette County, that'd be 11 acres per cow-calf pair. If you're stocking more than that, they're only going to pay based on 11 acres per animal.
Robin introduces the ELAP program and elaborates on what is important for producers moving forward.
Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish program, which seems a little different, but really what this program will help our livestock producers with is transporting feed to those animals above the normal cost of transportation. And there's also water transportation. These are definitely payments that producer wants to sign up for. The idea being this will offset the cost, as likely you're going to be pulling those cattle early, having them in a dry lot situation, and having to be bringing feed to them. What's really important now is keeping good records, how far you're having to go to get that feed, and what a normal year might look like for you. But I would encourage anyone that hasn't talked to their FSA office to go ahead and make an appointment. If you go in now and your county only qualifies for 2 or 3 months of payments, if in a later date more payment months are added, you will automatically get those payments. So there's no advantage of waiting. There's no lost payments if you haven't applied at this point.
That was K-State Extension Ag Policy Specialist Jenny Ift and K-State Extension Farm Economist Robin Reed breaking down three drought assistance programs and their applications for cattle producers. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
Gonna
tell you about the jumping jive. Jim, Jim, jump the jumping jive. Cat's gonna beat out the smell of chive. Beat it out on the male side. On the Jersey side, hep, 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 hep. The Jim Jam jumping jive makes you hep, hep. On the Miller side, hep, 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 jumping jive makes you hep hep on the melody. Going, 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 da-da. Now told you about the jumping jive. Jim Jam jump the jumping jive. I know you dug this melody jive. Boom, you dig it on the melody side.
One of the original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.